100 reps of controversy for a six-pack of truth.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Too much emphasis is put on originality. Feel free to take ideas and update them at your will. All great artists take and update, except for us.
That's true. We're 100% original.
We're not stealing content for this segment.
That's right.
Not at all.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Cars have four wheels. Hoodies have hoods. It's amusing to me when someone says, this is an original hoodie. Bro. It's a hoodie. It's a hoodie. I can't do this.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
I am Warhol. I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. I am Shakespeare in the flesh, Walt Disney.
Hour two kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour two headlines, Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
Thanks, Sean. Mike Leach finally got in trouble over his cute little Twitter memes yesterday. He had to delete and then apologize for what some believe to be an offensive post, or maybe no one was offended, and maybe it was just a PR thing. They didn't want it out there. I don't know. But he deleted and then apologized for a so-called offensive Twitter post. Mississippi State players, apparently were among those responding to Leach's tweet. You're familiar with Mike Leach. He posts a lot of memes.
I know who Mike Leach is.
A lot of stuff. He's like 3 or 4 days late on it. You know, you'll see it somewhere, and then Mike Leach will find it, and he'll post it.
And then it'll end up on Facebook right after that. It goes Twitter, popular, then
Instagram.
Gets oversaturated. Then it goes to Mike Leach. Then it gets to Facebook. That's how it goes.
It goes to Instagram at some point.
Okay, I'm unfamiliar.
I think maybe after Twitter.
Okay, I'm unfamiliar with the Instagram.
Because I got these friends. I got a couple of friends who will send me these things on Instagram.
Okay.
And I'll be like, bro, I saw that on Twitter.
Sure.
Like 2 days ago, you know. But that's just the cycle. And then, it gets to Facebook in about a week. Usually.
Yeah.
Or a month.
Yeah, I was going to say 2.5.
Well, anyway, he tweeted a meme on Wednesday night that featured a picture of an elderly woman with knitting sticks in her hands, and she was working on a noose. Okay?
Yeah.
The caption reportedly read, after 2 weeks of quarantine with her husband, Gertrude decided to knit him a scarf. Basically, like the woman was going to hang her husband in a noose because, you know, she's spent too much time with him.
Apparently, that image that he used was shared in like there was a country that had a issue with elder suicide. So it's supposed to be like a PSA, like to say like, hey, old people, don't kill yourselves. But I don't think that was the offensive part of it. I think the problem was
the noose.
That you have you're Mississippi. It has a whole history of racism. But,
yes.
But
yes.
B, you are coaching a predominantly black team. A lot of your athletes are black and in the South. And the image of a noose is not funny to a lot of them. The image of a noose harkens really bad memories. Really bad horror stories, reminds them of the racism that they've probably had to endure their entire life.
Yeah, Mississippi was about as behind as any state
when
it came to civil rights and all that. They were hanging people in the 60s.
Well, not only that, but still have the mascot called the Rebels in their home state.
Which Mike Leach is supposed to be the anti-rebel.
Right.
They hired him to be the guy to defeat the Rebels.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So, like, the image of a noose does not come across as comedic to a lot of them. And that's a misstep for Mike Leach. And he apologized.
Yeah, he had to. I'm sure he, you know, he basically said he didn't mean to offend anyone. It got the attention of some players, though, but they're not given specifics. I'm wondering if some players saw it and said something about it, like if players were upset by it.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they said something to their position coaches. I'm sure they had some I mean, I didn't see any, but there might have been some social media interaction with some Mississippi State players there. Like I said, it's just kind of tone deaf, and Mike Leach didn't mean anything bad by it. But that's a bad start to, like, a relationship, you know, with new players, in my opinion. You just have to be more aware of that when you're coaching.
Well, people. I mean, he was bound to get in trouble at some point with all these, you know, that's what he does. He tweets out all these memes and all these pictures and stuff. I mean, that's like his thing. He was bound to get in hot water at some point.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So here, I found it now from the Times. It says some Mississippi State players responded to the post with the face palm and the raised eyebrow emojis and a profane acronym. So there were some players that were like, what are you doing, man? You know. So, yeah. Can't be tweeting out the noose. It's the second time since his hiring at Mississippi State that Leach has deleted controversial messages from his verified Twitter account. Do you know in February he deleted messages critical of Mitt Romney?
Oh, no, I didn't see that. I thought he had another incident at some point, but I couldn't remember what it was.
Apparently in February he deleted messages critical of the Utah Senator Mitt Romney following the vote in the impeachment trial for Donald Trump. So he got a little political.
Ah, okay. Maybe that was
and
it.
And I guess they deleted some stuff there. But anyway, we talked about Dabo in hour one, and we talked about those Apple Watches.
Yeah.
That Alabama has. Dabo took a little bit of a shot at Nick Saban and the Apple Watches.
Okay.
During a Friday call with media members, Dabo was asked to share his thoughts on Alabama's creative idea. He said, our guys are putting the work in. I don't need an Apple Watch to track them. So, took a little shot there.
Okay, I mean, I guess that's a funny shot.
Like, it's a little shot.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, it was intended to be a shot. I don't know. Was he just saying, like, Saban can't keep up with his guys?
Yeah,
or
he's
like
our guys, we don't need Apple Watches.
Okay.
We got our guys. They're fine. Bill Withers has died. Sad news to report. The legendary singer-songwriter Bill Withers, dead at 81. You familiar with Bill Withers?
Of course I'm familiar with Bill Withers.
Just making sure. Lean on me.
Overrated.
When you're not strong.
Use me is my Bill Withers song.
Yeah. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I like that.
That's his biggest. I would say that's got to be the biggest. Classic, you know. But yeah, he died. His family announced this morning. We're devastated.
People like Lovely Day as well.
Yeah, he died of heart complications. He's 81, though. So Bill had a good life. 3-time Grammy Award winner.
I prefer Use Me as my favorite Bill Withers song, but yeah. No, he had a couple iconic hits.
Yeah. Six Flags is still
Does
going.
Is he have the best version of Ain't No Sunshine?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the original version, right?
I mean, I think so. Although Michael Jackson had a really young one, too, as a kid, but I think Bill Withers would be.
Unless Wilson Pickett's covered it, I'm assuming that Bill Withers is the best version.
Yeah. Michael Jackson did it at 13, but it was a cover.
You get Wilson Pickett covering it, and you're in trouble. Let's see, who else?
Isaac Hayes, Freddie King, The Temptations.
Freddie King did it?
Yeah. I mean, did covers of it.
Right. I guess Nancy Wilson did, too.
Iconic song?
It is. The Bears GM says Nick Foles and Mitch Trubisky will battle for the starting job. It's an open competition.
Also known as a pillow fight.
Yeah. But they're calling it an open competition. Six Flags is charging season pass holders during the coronavirus pandemic. Six Flags still trying to get their money out of the deal. Obviously. There haven't been as many people going to Six Flags.
They're not pausing things? They're still charging people?
They're charging for season pass holders, yes. They're still trying to charge to get their annual money out of them.
Oof. Okay.
Yep. Knoxville Expo Center could be used as a hospital overflow, Governor Bill Lee said yesterday. I'm sure you you saw yesterday we now have an official order, supposedly an enforceable mandate for the safer at home, unless you're essential.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if that really changes.
Well, if they start pulling people over.
They're not going to do that.
I mean.
There's so many things that are still listed as essential, and you can still legally drive around.
Well, I mean, the,
you get some fresh air.
I don't know how
you can drive to the park. You can drive somewhere. Like, basically, it's just like they're going to be able to now break up your basketball games. And like, if there were some stores being reckless in other parts of the state, like now they can get officially shut down. But here in Knoxville, I wouldn't imagine life is going to be any different at all.
Well, then I don't know how else they expect people to stay at home unless they're actually going to enforce it.
I just don't think they're going to be pulling people over.
The governor yesterday said that he did send some things out, I guess, to law enforcement people. But he didn't specifically say, like, we're going to be pulling people over. But I guess they're trying to set it to where if the traffic numbers don't go down, then they may consider it then.
I don't know. But, I mean, like, the traffic numbers aren't going to go down whenever, like, people are still working. Like, we're still driving. People are still driving to grocery stores. Like, you could just say, I'm driving to the grocery store, bro. Like, I mean, it just seems really, it really seems implausible to enforce that. By the way, like, do we really want cops going up to the window and pulling people over? What if that person has corona, and the cop gets corona, and the cop pulls you over? That seems like a liability. Is the cop going to be wearing a mask when he comes to the door? I don't know. Like, what's happening there?
I mean, we're still doing essentially the same thing with drive-through employees.
That's what I'm saying. This is all, that's what I'm saying. Like, these places are still open. This is, Bill Lee can now say, like, to the people yelling at him, hey, chill out. And the people that are mad about it are still going to go out and do their thing.
Well, some places they're actually doing it right. I mean, some places you're actually seeing people that are not on the streets.
I think I saw that in some places you get a $50 fine if you are found to be violating this in some places.
Well, they should enforce that.
I don't think a $50 fine will do much. But
make it a $1,000 fine. Get everybody off the streets.
Like, no going to fast food places either anymore?
I'd be fine with that. That would improve my health. Couldn't be coming in with the McDonald's Diet Coke every morning.
My biggest thing has just been there's just been nonstop half measures everywhere, like in every turn.
Yeah, I know.
I don't believe in half measures. Shout out to Mike.
Either have a full measure or no measure.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah. If you're going to measure something, you want an accurate reading. If you got your ruler out and you see it's 5 inches and, you know, 2 centimeters, you want to know the truth.
That was my biggest takeaway. That was my biggest takeaway from Breaking Bad. You asked me one thing I learned or my one thing that stands with me throughout Breaking Bad. That's it.
I didn't ask you.
I know. I'm saying if you did.
If I did ask you what stood with you through Breaking Bad?
If someone was to ask, like, what was your favorite part of Breaking Bad? What's the one thing you remember? What do you take from your life? What do you take from it to apply to your life? Whatever you want to say. The one thing that stands out to me is no half measures. No half measures, Cody. You're going to do it, you got to do it. Really terrible story that Mike had told regarding the half measures, but you found out why he was the way he was. This is the last song of this mix, I think, so we're going to leave headlines now. So go back to headlines. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program, did you catch any, either one of you catch any of the 06 Rose Bowl replay last night?
I caught it in 06.
That was the sports event of last night. You had people live tweeting that one.
The 06 Rose Bowl?
Yeah, USC.
Vince Young,
yeah.
And USC, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we all remember that one. Classic game.
One of the best ever. One of the best of my lifetime, for sure.
Yeah,
someone
maybe.
Who is 30 years old, that is one of the best.
Maybe the GOAT. the GOAT game of our lifetime, maybe.
I have regrets. I was rooting for USC in that game.
I don't think that's regretful, is it?
I feel like in hindsight I wouldn't have, but I thought USC was going to kill them. And I'd bet with a lot of friends that USC was going to – I think the spread was like 6 or 7. I was going to cover the spread easily. So I didn't get to enjoy the Vince Young magic. That's one of my regrets. It sucks when every now and then you are on the wrong side of rooting interest of a magical moment because it takes the moment away from you. I had one friend or one guy I didn't even really like that kind of hung out with us. He was adamant for a long time that Texas was going to win, and I would constantly argue with him. And he had that over me, so I couldn't enjoy Vince Young creating magic.
I just can't imagine rooting for Texas personally.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I liked Vince Young. All right, I like Mac Brown. I liked him. All right, but I just Texas. Just something about Texas. I don't like the Texas Longhorns.
Would Texas have not have been like the babyface in the scenario? Like, I imagine people were pretty tired of USC, but at the same time, I mean, they at least had some excitement. Like, people liked Reggie Bush.
Well, because of the fact that you were at the, you know, USC had kind of the dynasty going.
Right.
Before we knew what a dynasty was, before Alabama came along. I mean, they had the first little dynasty. And so I guess Texas was probably who people were rooting for. I'm sure at the time I was rooting for Texas, but looking back, I'd rather root for USC, I think.
I just get sad. I got sad seeing the tweets and seeing the game. Just about Vince Young's time with the Titans, I think he could have been really good had he had a different coach.
Yeah, just bad draw.
I thought he could have found a way to succeed. Maybe he wouldn't have. Maybe he was a lost cause. Maybe he had been a superstar and he wasn't going to be accurate enough and couldn't handle the lifestyle that the NFL money brings. But watching that and then thinking back to his first couple of years, I mean, it did seem like he had – the it factor, as they say. Watching that and see how special he was in that fourth quarter and then realizing what had happened in his Titans tenure and in his career just kind of made me sad. It took away from the experience a little bit. Also, that Reggie Bush lateral remains one of the craziest plays, the dumbest plays that a guy's ever tried in a big game.
The lateral?
Yeah. Where he has like a 20-something yard gain and then he tries to flip the ball over his head. It's like the first quarter. He just pissed it back behind his head trying to lateral it and like no one catches it and Texas falls on it and they lose the ball.
I have trouble remembering.
You don't remember that one? That one has stood out to me ever since then. Cam, do you remember the lateral Reggie Bush tried?
Yeah, that was absurd.
We hadn't really seen anything like that since last year or until last year in that Texans-Bills game when Josh Allen tried to – to lateral with like a minute and a half left to like his third string tight end on the sideline. Like that was the closest we had gotten to the Reggie Bush moment. But at least that was in the fourth quarter and not like the first quarter when Reggie Bush just decided to go YOLO with it and flip the ball behind his head. Is there a game that you wish you could watch again for the first time?
That's a good question.
Just one you wish that you could experience and just, like, unplug from and see and live. Because, I mean, like, I'm always thinking that through TV shows. Like, I wish I could go and relive the feeling of watching Breaking Bad or...
Yeah. Well, I remember that's how I felt the first time I ever saw Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Through the, you know, obviously the first few 6 seasons. And I still remember the moment when the big moments happen and you feel that for the first time, you know, and you're like, whoa, I had no idea. I feel it more with shows, I think, than I do games.
Yeah.
Games are like, I don't know, because each game, you always know there's another game. Games are always unique. I never have an urge, I guess, to really go back and watch them, unless it's like a big win for Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
like a good Tennessee win, you know, like Florida 2016 or something.
I guess it just comes down to which game made you the happiest or which game was the most exciting, really.
Pretty much.
There might be some personal reasons there attached to them, but, you know, that 06 Rose Bowl felt like that a little bit. It was just such a good game. But I kind of like those games, actually. Like, I liked the Rose Bowl knowing what was going to happen and just seeing, wow, down 11 with like 6 minutes left, how are they going to pull this off?
Yeah, actually awaiting the result that you knew, even though you knew it was coming.
Like, that was one of the special things about whenever Kobe died, RIP. Whenever he died and they replayed that Jazz game.
Mm-hmm.
That was maybe the funnest part of watching him score 60 was like, there's 4.5 minutes left and he only has 43. Like, what's he about to do? Or he had 47, whatever it was. Like, is he really about to score 13 points here and they're going to come back and win this game? Wow.
It'll always still be better, though, seeing it in the moment, right? I mean, you would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Better, I would say yes. But, like, for me, some of those moments still have a different meaning and still hold up for different reasons because of, like I said, how many points you can score at a certain moment. And, like, you know what's about to happen. Like, how's this actually going to happen?
Yeah, you can probably appreciate it more once you know what happens.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You appreciate it more.
But still in the moment, just the first time you see something is always just it's going to be the most more amazement to it, I suppose.
There's a lot of talent. There's a lot of talent on both of those teams. Texas and USC.
Yeah.
And it was kind of crazy to see that, like, both those teams just have fallen off so much since then. Like, at the time, like, you watch that and you're like, man, Texas, USC, this is going to be the rivalry for the foreseeable future. And then it was over pretty quickly after that.
Texas was never really the same.
I would say USC was never the same.
Texas did get back to a national championship.
Yeah, Texas got back and played Alabama in 2009.
Could have very well won that one had Colt McCoy not gotten hurt.
And even almost won it after even Colt McCoy did get hurt. Alabama had to pull out a fake punt.
Garrett Gilbert, I believe, was the quarterback.
But Texas came back and either got the lead or got in a one-score game, and then Alabama pulled a fake punt out, and like Nick Saban helped bring that home. But to me, I would say USC was never the same. That was it for them.
That Alabama team would have never been there anyway had it not been for Terrence Cody. Kiffin should have beat him down in Tuscaloosa.
True. All right, you got the songs in. You ready to go? Part round two of music battle,
yeah,
whatever,
yeah,
the hell we're calling this.
Yeah, I should be good with that, yeah.
All right, let's do that coming up after the break.
Picking up a six-pack of beer on the way.
All right, round two of, what are we calling this? What's the title of this segment?
Do you know the song that's playing?
Round two of, do you know the song that's playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know the song that's playing? We could do a little jingle for it, you know?
Okay, that's fine with me. Round two, I'm up 1-0. Really,
yeah,
seven.
Yeah, yeah,
7-2, actually. I'm gonna keep a running tally of like the actual total points. 7-2. I am winning, so
it wasn't 7-2.
It was 7-2.
6-3 or
7-2.
Something like that.
It was 7-2. Quick refresher. Cody's gonna answer rap classics or rap popular songs. I'll do rock. Still, you have to get both the title and the artist. You get 1 point per artist and song if it's your topic.
Yep.
Probably just made that more confusing than it had to be.
Yeah,
but either
you
way,
you get a point if you name the artist. You get a point if you name the song. So a total of 2 points per song.
Right, but only
steal
one if you're
you need
it.
Both.
Yeah, yeah, only one if you steal. Yeah.
Right,
and you need both.
And you need both. If the other person gets one of the other ones, you can't steal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So who wants first up this
and
time?
And I'm up 7-2.
I went first last week.
Yeah, but I'm up 7-2, so I get to decide.
That doesn't matter.
You can go first again.
I like going first, actually.
Good.
You
no
go
excuses.
Huh?
You want to go first?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'll go.
I guess I gotta pause the podcast.
Yeah, pause the podcast. Don't get us in trouble.
But all right, okay. Here's your first song, Cody.
So, I know that song, but what is it called? That's the thing.
That is the thing.
That's the tough part.
That's the hard part of naming the song is the name.
I definitely know the song because it was going on during my, you know.
Thought so.
When I was growing up, I heard it all the time. You'll have me suicidal when you say it's over.
You got a guess, or?
I'm going to go name of the song, Beautiful Girls. Is Is it Sean something? Sean, little Sean. There's nothing showing here. Now, let's turn them upside down. There's nothing on the screen.
What is this?
There's nothing on the screen. That's CNN anchor.
What is this? What is this? What is on your
CNN anchor Brooke Baldwin? CNN anchor Brooke Baldwin has been diagnosed.
That's not
with
it. There's a text message right underneath it. What the hell do you do during this
Don't
show?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about that.
Was that the dream you had last night?
Is that Sean? Beautiful girl. Is it Sean Kingston?
Oh, my God.
Am I wrong?
That's it.
Oh, my God.
You got them both.
Got a real complaint here, by the way. You said you were worried about the song title being in the song, and you just went with Beautiful Girls.
Well, I had to figure out
the artist.
That's
fine.
I was having trouble.
I'm impressed with the artist. I'm a little confused that Cam's saying he was worried about my rock song having too long of it. It might say the name of the song, as you have one that just says Beautiful Girls. And what the hell's going on in your cell phone during the show?
I told you Brooke Baldwin has the coronavirus.
I now understand why you were always so distracted during the show. I now get it.
Let's move on.
All right, we'll give Cody 2 points there.
Please note that I'm very upset that the song is Beautiful Girls and the whole song was
Beautiful Girls. Well, thank you, Cam. Thank you. You got a couple of layups last week. I feel like it's fair. I think that's fair.
I'm not going to file an official complaint, but just know I'm unhappy about it.
I got 2 points so far.
We'll see how hard the rock songs are, because I feel like Cam's going to overcorrect here.
I hope he does.
We're going to have deep cuts from rockers I've never heard of.
I sure hope so.
Let's go.
Okay, well, all right, here's the first one for you, John.
I don't know who sings Horse With No Name. Can you play it one more time?
And you did get the song name, right?
So it's America.
Okay.
Horse With No Name by America.
Horse With No Name by America.
Okay.
All right, so 1 point, John.
Two points, Cody. 2-1.
Okay.
How about that?
All right, Cody, you ready for your next song?
Probably not, but we'll see.
That damn Horse With No
All
Name.
All right, here we go.
That damn Horse With No Name.
Can you play it again? I want to hear the voice again.
I'll play it again.
He doesn't want to hear the voice. I know what he's doing here.
What?
Go. I'm scared to look at your phone to make sure you're not cheating.
I'm going to sound so stupid because I don't know who it is.
Do you know the name of the song? You better get the name of the song or else I'm stealing.
Ray J. See, I sound so stupid.
You did sound stupid there. Yeah. You did sound really stupid
Lonely
there.
Lonely Nights.
No. Day and Night.
Slow-mo.
Day and Night. Kid Cudi.
Yeah, I never would. I do remember Kid Cudi. I used to listen to him when me and my buddy Mo back home were getting high. I do remember his name.
Yeah. I was really mad because at first it was like, at night, I thought I was going to go back into the chorus of Day and Night. I was going to say, what the hell is happening here?
I may have put the wrong part of Beautiful Girls on there, but I tried to sing it.
You definitely put
between.
You really put the worst part of Beautiful Girls on there.
I should have gotten the artist. I have trouble distinguishing.
All right, well, that ties the game because John got a steal there.
All right.
Wait, you got the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew both.
Oh. I'm going to get every steal. The key is, the way I'm going to win this game is I at least get the artist or the song of rock, and then I hope that I can steal from you. That's the way to win here.
So what's the score?
It's 2-2.
It's 2-2. John, are you ready for your next song?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right.
We're doing three songs, right?
Yep. Yes. So, here you go. Going with Journey.
As the artist, yeah.
That is incorrect.
Damn it. I don't have a guess on the song.
That is Jukebox Hero by Foreigner.
All right. That's a steal for Cody.
Are Journey and Foreigner thought of to be similar?
Same era.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, like, same kind of sound, right?
You weren't too far off.
Foreigner is another band that I sort of kind of know, but then I don't know any of their songs, I don't think. What's the best Foreigner song? Is that the best Foreigner song?
I would say that one. I don't really like Foreigner, but I would say that one.
What's their most popular song?
They've got...
I think they have like a really popular song that maybe I've heard before that I thought was Journey and ended up being Foreigner. Yeah, it's fine. You don't have to look it up. It's not that big of a deal.
I want to know what love is.
I know that song, but that doesn't. I didn't think that
cold
was
cold as ice.
It was cold as ice. No, I didn't think that was
Went
Journey.
Into sacrifice.
Okay, I mean, I have
hot blooded,
right.
Urgent. They've actually got a long.
Yeah, I mean, I knew they had hits. I just okay. Damn it.
All right, so Cody's up by a point. 3-2 going into Cody's final song.
Okay.
Ready for the song, Cody?
I'm ready. We can win it.
How popular was that song, by the way, in your opinion?
Right. That's
Is that pretty popular?
It's as popular as Kid Cudi.
For your age group?
For what we're doing here.
I don't know if it was.
I took it off a popular song list.
Okay. That song? That. Jukebox yeah. Man?
Jukebox Hero.
Jukebox Hero? Okay. Yeah. I'd never heard that song before. Either way.
All right, Cody, here's your final song. Let's go.
What a joke.
God, what's the name of the song?
What a joke. What a stupid song.
Lil Wayne.
Never mind.
You spit water in my mouth.
Never mind.
Hang on.
Too late. The Lil
Wayne
play
it again.
The
play
guest,
it again. Play
Lil
it again.
Lil Wayne was already the guest, by the way.
Play it again.
I did tap that in. Yep.
Okay, so that it wasn't edited, so I was like, let's cut it off this time.
No,
but
yeah,
it was.
No. I know the
You're
song.
You're not going to get the name of the song.
But I know it, though.
Yeah, you do. It's one of our, well. You give up.
I feel like I'm choking here.
I mean, there's no reason to drag this out if you don't know it.
The voice that was not Lil Wayne?
No, you're wrong on the artist. You're 0-2. You don't get another guess on the artist. You already had two.
I guess I didn't get it.
It's Drake.
I hate Drake.
And it's Headlines. And we have a rejoin that has it whenever
As
you're reading.
As if I know what the song is playing during Headlines.
Well, no, it's during a rejoin about Headlines whenever you came in with the, come in, sports people, I'm going to feed you. And then you have the story about the Sacramento Kings.
I don't know Drake's voice. I missed Drake
I
last week.
I noticed that last week.
Yeah, like
I missed Drake
I played
this
it
week.
Again, I was like, I want to see if Cody.
I thought the fix was in here, but never mind. Okay, so it's 3-3. Yep. I get the last song. So
what
as long
a choke
as long as I get the artist or the song.
What a choke job.
I can win here. And you have to get both if I don't to win.
Yep, all right. We will.
That's a lot of pressure.
Start your song. That is correct.
Yes. Yes! Shout out to Kid Rock! Shout out to Kid Rock for his cover. Now, who sings it? That is the...
It's the Marshall Tucker Band.
You're just not... Marshall Tucker Band, it's my official guess. So, we won 5-3 this week. It brings our total to 12 to...
No, you did not win 5-3.
I hadn't made
you
my
won,
guess
you
yet.
Won 40. You weren't going to get it.
How do you know I wasn't going to get it? I know the song.
You had basically conceded
no,
that you
I
weren't going to get the...
No, I had not. I said, shout out to Kid Rock.
You win 4-3.
5-3.
4-3.
5-3. You don't
we'll
get to
just
turn
chalk it as a win.
You don't get to turn the controller off. You don't get to turn the game off before I punch in the last touchdown.
I threw my
buddy.
Controller at the screen.
You don't get
do
to...
we have any bonus songs?
Wow.
Is that everything?
We did.
What
we
a big L.
It was
what
it was
a big
a,
L.
Oh, I choked. I had it in the bag.
I think I did a better job with the tears this week.
I feel like this was a much fairer contest.
Good. Okay. That's what I was going for. So.
I mean, I would personally say that nobody that you played was as popular as Drake.
I just know he struggles with Drake.
Sure, but I mean, like, eventually he's going to be onto the trick, so let's maybe slow down the Drake. Yeah.
I was just...
Maybe put in
week.
Some Kanye next week,
yeah,
maybe
nobody,
some Biggie.
Well, you thought Drake was Kanye, so I don't
no,
know.
No, I thought maybe... I knew that who was singing was not Kanye,
nobody
but
was as
the
popular
start of it
as Drake.
I thought might have been
a Kanye
Foreigner,
song. I mean, Marshall Tucker Band, I've heard of those guys. The first guy... Who was the first group?
America.
America.
No
yeah, I'd never heard of... I mean, I don't know America. Like, those aren't necessarily Drake... And also, one of yours had the name of the song in it.
I should have got Kid Cudi. Yeah, but I got Sean Kingston.
That was impressive.
I remember
yeah,
Sean
I was,
Kingston.
That was impressive.
But now that was kind of a mess up on me. I had cut a different part of the song out.
But then I choked.
I was
there.
Impressed with Sean Kingston. And
I should have got Kid Cudi. I never would have got the song, but
and
I should have got him.
The most important part of the segment was realizing that you. I know why you're distracted now on your phone. Pick up your phone to make sure you're not cheating and just. Just things that I shouldn't have seen. Just there, hanging out. We'll come back. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Your left front seat, sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up. Whoopsie, can I take? It's Friday.
A Chance at Redemption. Here you go, Cody. Who sings the song and what's the name of it?
Rebecca Black. It's Black, isn't it? Rebecca Black?
I don't know.
Or is it Rebecca Gray? It's Rebecca in some color. Rebecca Blue? Rebecca, no. It's Rebecca Black is what I'm going with. That was my first thought.
Okay.
And it's just called Friday, isn't it?
You are correct.
Okay, good. Yeah.
A little bit of redemption.
Maybe he needs pop music.
Yeah. Pop music would be good. Yeah.
Gotta make my mind up.
Which
seat will I take?
Go.
No, it's which seat will I take?
Not which way will I go?
No, which seat will I take?
Which seat will I take?
That's when she was dropping the bars when she came into her car and somebody was in the front seat already, someone was in the back seat, so now she has to realize which seat is she going to take.
Didn't she have a whole thing about getting bullied?
Yeah, I mean, her life got made hell after that song because it was really, really bad and the video was really bad and she was just trying to make a song and she was a kid, but it went viral, obviously for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, at least she got the fame out of it.
I don't know. She got some fame out of it, which is good. But I don't know how much she's profited off of it yet because, I mean, you know, last year she was doing a show at Barley's. Which I know some big people have come through Barley's, but usually they're on the way up. Like, you're finding out about them at Barley's. It's not like you were famous and then you come to
Barley's.
Maybe
she's on the way up. Maybe she's got a whole career other than that Friday song and she's building it. Maybe that launched her into... Stardom.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Does she perform that song, I wonder?
I feel like she has to, but I'm sure she does it after giving a speech about, like, her life.
I just want to let you know, this is the first song I ever wrote, and I was really bullied. People made fun of me for it.
Exactly.
But I want you to know that you should love yourself.
Exactly.
No matter what.
Exactly.
You should love who you are, and you should chase your dreams, and this is Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, some stupid
something like
that.
Or maybe she'll do a different version of it and try to make it cool, make it rock or something, do something like that. But you can't be Rebecca Black and not play Friday, right?
I feel like that's what everybody knows you for. So
like
that would be like if you're Rick Springsteen and you didn't do Jesse's Girl.
Like I think he leans into it. I think he just plays it nonstop. I think he'll try to sprinkle it in 3 or 4 times during his shows.
Yeah,
you open with Jesse's Girl, you play it again halfway through.
Well, he teases it. Did I ever tell you I worked security
for him? You might have told
me
that, maybe I've seen it somewhere else. Like, he knows that he just strings the audience along. Here's a little bit of Jesse's Girl.
Yeah, halfway through, he's played, like, the opening note, and he's like, no, not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. You got to listen to all this other garbage.
Right. Right. That's what I will give Garth Brooks credit for whenever he had a concert. Not the one at Neyland. I didn't go to that one. But the last time he was here, he's like, look, I know I've got this new album. Let's be honest. He didn't say it, but everyone's kind of like, yeah, let's be honest. It kind of sucks. He's like, I know you're not here to hear that. You're here to hear the old stuff. That's what we'll do.
Right. Yeah.
You're here to hear the hits.
Nobody wants to hear the new stuff anyway.
You'd have to be a real jerk to have like one massive hit. But I would say that you start hating that song.
Yeah. Well, the Eagles, I watched a documentary on the Eagles one time, and they talked about like how sick and tired they were of playing Hotel California. Because they've just had to play it a million times, you know?
I'm sure they hate it.
Like, that one song, you play it for 40 years, you're going to be...
And is that what got them famous, or no? They're already famous for Hotel California.
Yeah, they were famous way before.
Right, so it's a little bit different, but imagine being an artist, like, that's kind of what you got known for, and then you're stuck, like, always having to do that.
Yeah.
And it might be something, a stupid song or something, but you can't ever escape that.
Well, that was kind of when they got taken seriously as a rock and roll band, though.
Okay.
Because Joe Walsh had entered the band.
Yeah.
And he was more of a rocker, you know. They were more of a country band, really, before that. Take It Easy.
Yeah, they made
it. Might as well be a country song.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, it was a country song at its peak when Travis Tritt did it. Yeah.
At its peak.
When it was better than ever before.
That's a funny take.
I mean, it's a factual take, but either way.
Not at all. Not even close.
Yeah, they talk about that. You should check out the show. I think you'd like it on FX.
What's Dave? Dave?
Yeah, the
Rick,
show.
Rick was showing me that the other day.
Yeah?
He said it's got a similar feel to it as Curb because it's...
Yeah, I mean, it's Lil Dicky, and he is...
Right.
He has talked before about like having strong influence from Larry David. Like, just in his life and music and stuff. So, yeah, it's got some Curb feel to it.
Well, and the director, or I don't know, director, producer, or something, that Jeff Schwartz guy.
Okay, I didn't put that together.
He was the guy from Curb.
Okay.
So, it's got a Curb feel
to
it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I watched a little bit of one episode about the milking.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I watched some of that.
Yeah, that one was pretty funny.
Yeah, but that's all I've seen.
But at the point, at one point in the show, like he's talking, like he did something that went viral and he got famous. But like then, it's what everyone was coming up to him like in the streets telling him to do, and he's like, "No, I don't want to do that." Like, no, that was just a joke kind of thing. Like, I'm not going to do that.
I'm better than that now.
Or just like, yeah, it was just meant to be a joke. Like, it's just a way to try to bring you in, like not to put me in. Hour two in the books. We'll kick off hour three with headlines. We'll do some WrestleMania talk. Stick with us. Just talk sports on Fan Run.